Yeah, Ted's on his honeymoon. On Hawaii.
Good for him.
Hawaii.
I'm glad.
It's a tough word. I couldn't spell that word for years until I realized it's just
Two
Hawa.
eyes. Two eyes.
Two eyes, yeah. So when I say it in my head, I never say Hawaii. I say Hawa, two eyes.
Oh, wow.
So I just know to spell it.
Yeah, I mean, Hawaii's not a bad alternate. He was supposed to go to Italy, but I think I would take Hawaii. Especially after all this year. It's nice, relaxing on the beach,
Right.
tropical.
After the stress of this year, definitely. Italy's a trip, Hawaii's a vacation.
Yes.
I think at the time they were really looking forward to Italy. I think with
Yeah.
Teddy, obviously, with the history.
It's going back to the motherland.
Going back to, yeah, it's like Michael Corleone, except he's got his love right there, you know? Knowing Teddy, he could fall in love with an Italian woman and call it off, so
Wow.
I think he's got that in him.
Really?
Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nerd
Maybe.
Suit
I actually don't know.
Podcast. I am Bo Oliver, joined today by Aaron, the Nerd Suit Monkey. No Teddy, no Nash. It's just a classic two-man. We've got some good stories to talk about in the world of Hollywood movies, TV, video games. Follow us on all the social medias at Nerd Suit, Bo Suit, Nerd Suit Monkey, and of course, listen to this podcast on all the platforms for podcasts, but mostly just iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. I would say those are the big three.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, big three.
I need a vacation. You want to go somewhere?
That's the thing. Pandemic year, I was supposed to go Amsterdam, Belgium, Paris. It's going to be my first European trip. Like I said, trip, vacation, there's a difference. Now I'm not in the mood for a trip.
Oh, I need one.
A vacation I'm in the mood for. All-inclusive resort,
Yeah.
somewhere in the
Drinks on the
Caribbean.
beach.
Right. Mind empty for a week, 10 days maybe. I think everyone needs that, man. And
Yeah.
I haven't had one of those vacations, like a true just do nothing vacation, like 5 or 6 years, dude.
Can't remember my last vacation. Any
You didn't
ski
go on any
trips,
of
but
the like the group vacations that they took? Didn't they
like
go to
Mexico,
Aruba?
Cancun. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, I didn't go.
Wow, they didn't invite you either, huh?
Guess not. Yeah,
We should do
actually,
like an Airbnb Caribbean vacation, you know? When you rent out one of those big ass houses on the beach.
it's like I think I'm gonna go to the beach this weekend, but like,
It's not the same.
no.
It's a teaser, you know?
I am ready for summer though. I'm in summer mode.
I think I am too, man. I've been to two events, two Knick games,
Yeah,
and
going to an Islander game tonight. I'm ready for summer. I just got to decide what kind of summer do I want to have. Do I want a sad boy summer, white boy summer, or
don't bring that mess in onto this podcast.
what other type of summers are there?
Just regular summer.
Hot girl summer? I could do one of those.
I don't think you could pull off hot girl summer.
I think I got it.
Sad boy summer. Oh, 100%.
Sounds boring though. What does that entail? Just not doing anything? Or doing stuff, but just being sad.
Right, yeah, complaining the entire time. I'm just gonna have a summer. I'm gonna have myself a summer.
Let's do that. That's
Yeah.
it. I like that. I'm just gonna have a summer.
Yeah. When was the last time you had a summer? People always complain about
I
summer.
haven't had a
Bad
summer in a
summers.
while.
Yeah.
Last summer, pandemic, obviously. Summer before that, I didn't really do much. I'm gonna have a summer.
I can't wait for September. What'd you do this summer? Absolutely
Absolutely
nothing.
nothing.
Oh boy. Let's get to the first topic here. Amazon has bought MGM. There was no real summer transition to that. I was hoping that the first topic I could spin something, but
Let
when
me
I
hold on.
saw it on the list, I was like, yeah, I'm
Let me
just gonna
think, let me
read
think,
it
let me
off.
think. Amazon, the Amazon, good weather,
Right.
summer, reassociated all over your
The
ass.
Amazon is very fascinating.
Never been.
It's a mystery. I'm pretty sure like 90% of the Amazon, it's like the ocean. It's been unexplored.
Is that like the rainforest? Is that the same
Yeah,
thing?
the Amazon basin, giant rainforest.
I feel like like it would be like sick, but I would hate it. Too
No, I
many
would never visit.
bugs.
Yeah, no. You know what's a nice rainforest? The rainforest in Puerto
Cafe?
Rico. Puerto Rico's got a nice rainforest.
Do they have a rainforest cafe?
I don't know if they have a rainforest cafe.
I miss those.
Have you ever been to one?
Yeah, when I was a
Was that
kid.
a chain place?
Yeah.
They make it feel like a rainforest? Like a
Yeah.
snake come out, bite you, have to suck it out?
No.
Oh.
But there was like the atmosphere is very rainforesty. They had the ambiance, the sounds, little like
Oh no, everybody run. No, we're fine. It's just a fake place.
love in Parks and Rec when they go to the dinosaur themed restaurant and
That
Leslie
is a good
orders her
one.
steak medium rare, and she's like, and the waiter's like, Legal reasons, we can't make puns when discussing the temperature of meats.
Oh, that's good stuff. She loved her food puns in that show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Amazon buys MGM. And it's, what was it, a $8 billion purchase, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
$8.45 billion.
And MGM's been a fucking... How long have they been around, you know?
The Roaring Lion.
Yeah.
Iconic. But it's a weird deal because, as it pertains to James Bond, the Broccoli family that's been around since the first...
It's a terrible...
That was their name, Mr. Broccoli.
Really?
Yeah, if you go back to Dr. No, it's produced by... I forget the guy's first name, but...
I'd want to be like the... Asparagus is, at least. That's a better vegetable.
You know, they've become so synonymous with the Bond franchise that I kind of like it, you know?
The Broccoli Bond?
Mr. Broccoli and Mr. Bond. Mm. That's a big two. But they've been in control of the franchise, like I said, since the first movie. So they decide who plays James Bond. They decide when it comes out. They decide the title. They have a lot of power over this. So even though it's now owned by Amazon... they're still going to be in control. So I saw a lot of people saying, oh, now Amazon's just going to milk the James Bond franchise for all it's worth with spinoffs, and it's going to come out on Amazon Prime instead of in theaters. There are a lot of deals in place that the James Bond franchise will continue to be released in theaters. And like I said, they're not going to have as much control as people think they will, because they still have to negotiate with the Broccolis. But it's interesting. Hey, man, you should respect the Broccoli family.
It's like getting your kids to eat your vegetables, negotiating with the Broccolis.
The pros and cons. Get out the whiteboard.
Every time these deals are made, like even thinking back to like Star Wars for $4 billion, Marvel was like $5 billion, I guess it's a little different because this isn't like a separate franchise. Even though Lucasfilm had other properties, but and Marvel.
Well, like they're also getting the Rockies. But a lot of the MGM vault is owned by Warner Media. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those movies are going to continue streaming on HBO Max. It's not going to be a deal where
it seems like a lot, though, I feel like. Star Wars, you can look at $4 billion, you know, six movies, you're making a profit. Marvel, I mean, Jesus Christ. They almost made a profit with just the Infinity War and Endgame. Right. But, yeah, I guess with the over time, obviously, they're going to turn a profit if they just keep pumping out movies, right? It just seems like a little high for me.
Yeah, it does seem high. And especially with all the weird deals when it comes to their properties. Like I said, a lot of their vault is streaming on HBO Max. I think there's also a deal that a lot of their franchises have with Paramount Plus. Yeah. Like, I think the Rocky movies are supposed to come out on Paramount Plus.
Well, like I was when I saw like the list of the properties they're getting, I was expecting a lot more. You know, you have the Bond and Rockies at top, but other than that, it really was... I'm like, really? That's really all they got, huh?
Yeah, no, it does seem high. And I guess it is, what was it? The Lucasfilm deal was in 2011. So is it real? Inflation really that much of having that much of an impact here?
I don't understand inflation, so don't go to me with that.
Well, just the general idea of, are these properties, is IP in the vein of James Bond, franchise IP, that much more valuable because of what other studios have
There could have been other suitors. I'm surprised Apple wasn't really heavily involved. They might have been, but we talked about a while that they need to acquire a studio because...
Well, maybe this was the move by Amazon. Overpay so that Apple can't do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it isn't worth... For Amazon, we always talk about this. That's dropping the bucket, right?
I wonder what they're going to do with Handmaid's Tale. That's a Hulu property, but...
Right, yeah. They also have properties that are streaming on Hulu. So they just Fargo as well, right?
Move it to Amazon now?
No, because those deals are locked in.
Okay.
Because MGM has these deals with streaming services, according to the article, that they produce shows for Hulu, you know, exclusively for Hulu. So that a lot of these properties are tied up in other deals, which makes it interesting. Maybe it's in the long run, in 20 years, when all these rights won't matter because they've expired, and now Amazon has that catalog. You imagine streaming services are still going to be a big deal in the next couple of decades, right? That's the future. So, you know, in 10 years, maybe that's where it pays off with the James Bond prequel series, you know, how he got to be 007 and Q spinoff.
So what's left?
To be bought?
Amazon, Apple,
oh,
Disney.
You're okay.
And Warner Brothers.
Because Fox is gone now.
Those are the big four?
Yeah. The big five, right? Nerd Suit Productions. Till we're bought out. That's How's crazy. That script going? I hear you're premiering at Cannes.
No, I couldn't get in.
No?
No.
I've got water in my ear.
That's the fucking worst.
I've got small ear canals, so.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would rather a million other things than have water in your ear. It just throws off your whole equilibrium.
Well, have you ever... I hate when I talk that I can hear it moving, you know? Mm. Yeah, it's the worst. Have you ever had swimmer's ear?
Yeah.
Terrible. People don't know. Swimmer's ear worse than strep.
I would rather have strep than... Yeah. It's just there, and you know it, and you're constantly thinking about it, because you're always hearing, and you always and your hearing's just off.
Yeah. No, you can...
This might be like I'm impressed that you're able to podcast right now. Like Jordan's flu game.
You think this is the Jordan flu game of podcasting?
I think it's easy to play basketball with a flu.
Well, he was definitely hungover. Come on.
I mean, hangovers can be worse than the flu too.
Yeah, no, that is a good point. You're not weak though with a hangover. You're kind of just out of it.
You're weak.
Yeah, but the flu. You know that flu weakness, man.
I never had the flu.
You never had the flu?
Knock on wood.
Wow.
I tell you, my immune system is, it goes off.
That's impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't get COVID, right?
No.
I would have liked to have seen that. I don't want to wish COVID on you, but I would have liked to have seen what you're, it's like Kobe versus LeBron in the finals, you know? Never got that matchup. Your immune system and COVID.
Maybe I did get it, but my immune was like, uh-uh.
Wow, yeah. 3-game sweep. Forfeit in the fourth. Holy God. All right, you want to move up onto the next story here?
Now the vaccine, it's just super. Now I got a super immune system.
Yeah, you're KD joining the Warriors. Sports references on this podcast are getting old, huh?
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe is rumored to appear as Green Goblin in Spider-Man No Way Home. And this news is courtesy of the
most...
Get
a better transition. I guess this is a better story. Arguably. But you got MGM, Rocky, right into the Rocky. No, it's Willem Dafoe. I like Willem Dafoe, but...
It wasn't a great transition. I've given up on the fancy, dancy transitions.
That's why there's no flows to these anymore.
It's all business. This is a big-time story.
Yes, it is.
Big time story. Big time news from the most important man in Hollywood, Jeff Snyder. Willem Dafoe probably fed this directly to him. He like had his kid's birthday party, his wife's anniversary. He's like, listen, I got to talk to the Ian Snyder first. And he likes that. The Ian Snyder likes that. Gave him a nice pat on the head. Good Willem. Good Willem. But yeah, no, it's only a rumor. But the rumor is that he's going to be leading the Sinister Six in No Way Home.
I'm so confused with this movie. Obviously,
and it's going to include Jamie Foxx's Electro, of course, Alfred Molina's Doc Ock, and potentially Sandman, Rhino, and Lizard. Sandman from Spider-Man 3, Rhino and Lizard from The Amazing Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think this is kind of... No, I think it's starting to make sense.
No,
the three Spider-Men are going to fight...
converge, yeah.
Yeah.
But
how? That's what's still getting you.
And what are the... Is it just a one-time deal, or what are the future ramifications for the world? You know, are they...
I can very much see this as a one-time deal.
I don't think it's going to last, but, you know, with this and Doctor Strange, we talked about it at length, it's going to get fucking weird, and I think that as long as it makes sense and it fits and it's not just done just to do it, then... I mean, even if they do it just to do it, it's still going to be cool to see.
You think it's going to tie into Multiverse of Madness in the sense that Wanda is going to be the cause of all this because what she's trying to do with the multiverse, opening up the multiverse, trying to find her children.
It's all got to be connected, and you got to assume Loki comes out next week. You got to assume that that's going to get weird with the time variance agency and stuff like that. So
I'm excited for Loki because of that. I want to see how they manipulate the timelines. If there is some more manipulation, I don't think it takes away from WandaVision at all, but I was really anticipating something big happening at the end of that show. I'm not putting those expectations on Loki, but I think there could be, we could start to see some wrinkles.
Yeah, I think those two shows may just be laying the foundation for like the thought process and kind of normalizing the idea that weird shit's going to happen.
Right.
You know, you don't have to get way too wacky, but, you know, Evan Peters, Quicksilver, and things like that, I think there's an avenue where you're kind of normalizing it maybe to a lot of casual fans who would be a little taken aback if you just give them Willem Dafoe Spider-Man in their movie. You know, this kind of it's laying a nice foundation to make it a little bit more digestible when all this crazy shit does happen and make sense and kind of have some backstory to it.
Great points. Well done.
Thank you.
You had that written down?
No. Top of the dome.
Top of the dome, huh? This would be... It would be exciting to see Willem Dafoe, instead of wearing that suit that he had in the first movie, but really just look like the character. Have the get-up from the comics.
You didn't like Dame DeHaan's Green Goblin?
Yeah, he's not coming back, right? I guess he wasn't invited to the Sinister Six party. No, but I want to see the more traditional, because Willem Dafoe's got one of the best faces in Hollywood history.
His mask looks like his face.
Exactly. So just let him use his face. He's got a great smile, sinister smile. But like you said, the how is going to be the most difficult part of bringing all this together. Just making it make enough sense so that people aren't distracted and they can enjoy what's happening on screen.
Right.
That's the most important part. Speaking of villains, you like this transition? Jonathan Majors has been cast as the villain in Creed 3. He will be fighting against Adonis, Michael B. Jordan's Adonis Creed. What's the most interesting part of this story? I mean, Jonathan Majors, of course, he's been great over the last couple of years, appearing in Lovecraft and The Five Bloods.
Going to be in
Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah. Oh, Ant-Man 3.
Ant-Man 3, right. Yeah, I always forget which movie that character is going to be in. But the fact that Michael B. Jordan is directing this movie, that's pretty awesome, that he's really taking on the reins of this franchise, similar to what Sylvester Stallone did with the Rocky franchise. And I enjoyed Creed 1. I thought Creed 1 was one of the best, if not the best, of all of the Rocky movies. Creed 2, to me, wasn't as good, but still very enjoyable. So to watch these actors go toe-to-toe, I mean, you get to have so much fun in these movies, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, look at the fun that Mr. T had back in the day as Clubber Lang, or even the original Apollo Creed. You get to bring so much personality. This is like the best boxing we get now, the fucking Rocky movies.
Well, I think Logan Paul is fighting sport of boxing. Floyd Mayweather this weekend.
Exactly. Ridiculous. The fake boxing is now better than the real boxing. Like, dude, Creed 2, when he went up against Drago's son.
Dude,
like,
that guy is a fucking bull.
He's a bull, yeah.
Huge.
I don't know if they're in the same weight class, but...
Yeah, I don't know either. But,
well, is he going to be...
Well, Majors is a big guy, too.
No, he's a big dude. Yeah, no, he's a big dude. He can, and he's very charismatic, so if he's going to be a more flamboyant fighter, because you really haven't seen that, right? I mean, the second villain was more like
Drago. Was more stoic.
Yeah.
The first one is...
It's more so about Rocky and Creed's relationship.
Yeah. I mean, who was it? Something... I forget the guy's name. But, yeah, Rocky...
Yeah, I don't even remember who he defeats in the first one, or who he loses to.
Rocky did a good job of, like, you had Apollo, and then Apollo twice, but then you go into Clubber Lang, and then Drago. Very all different characters, but...
Even in Rocky Balboa, you know, the young, kind of mimicking Floyd Mayweather, that character's personality.
Yeah.
The new age fighter. I thought he was a good villain as well.
So, yeah, I think that's always, like, crucial to the movies, is, like, who you're fighting, and that's, like, I think that... adds to a lot of it, but most of it is, you know, as good as some of the fight scenes were, especially in the Creed movies. I think that one take fight was still incredible. It's going to be more about Adonis's journey and, you know, where he's at and the struggles that he's going through. I think that the Creed movies so far, the first two, I liked one was definitely better, but I thought two was very good, a very good sequel. Except for the people in my theater who were doing Sylvester Stallone noises, and I told them to shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I got up, walked over, and told them to shut up, and sat back down by myself. Three guys.
Three young whippersnappers?
They were like 16, but I could have taken them.
Kids fucking suck at the movies, man.
They do so bad.
I'll never forget when we saw A Quiet Place, and it was like a class.
I wanted to shake those kids' hands.
Because of how well behaved they were.
Good. I wanted to call their parents.
It was legit like 11 girls. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, oh boy, we're in trouble. They didn't make a peep throughout the entire movie. So impressive.
Good parents.
The stereotypes of kids in movies just completely shattered for me that day. Yeah, good parenting.
Kids scare me nowadays. There's like these group of teens, probably like high school, that go to the gym in like the group of six.
School of teens.
I stay away. They got their dangly earrings, and they just don't do anything. They, like, fuck around the whole time.
Dude, remember how fucking stupid our friends
were? Oh, yeah, I was the same way.
Yeah, no, that's terrifying. I'm not scared of kids. I hate them.
Yes. But also, I don't want to get, like, roasted.
No, if they roast me, I'll probably just punch them. But they might beat me up. These kids these days are... They're a crazy generation. The Zoomers. They're just, they're wacky. Yeah. They're a wacky generation. They're fun.
TikToks. And
yeah. I like the Zoomers. I'm going to be a very pro Next Generation guy. I'm not going to be the My Generation was better.
No, I'm going to skip this one. I'm not a big fan of this one. But the younger, whatever they are.
Oh, you already counted them out, the Zoomers?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's just the age you're in now. It's just that age range, no matter what you are, sucks.
Manny's a Zoomer. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. Yeah, they're in the, once they get to our age.
Yeah.
Right. You're just already that guy. Well, what happened with Ken? You didn't get listed there?
We're going back to that.
Yeah, it's the fourth topic on our list, the Cannes Film Festival lineup.
What about it?
It was announced.
What do we got?
French Dispatch.
Nice.
We have Sean Penn, Flag Day. I don't know how many movies Sean Penn has directed, but I imagine it's not many. So that's interesting that he's getting a premiere here at Cannes. Paul Verhoeven has a new movie coming out.
Do you like Sean Penn? I think he's a good actor.
No, personally, yeah, he's a douche. He's a complete tool. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Great actor. But yeah, no, he's a Hollywood tool.
Good.
Good. I'm glad we're on agreement with that. Sean Baker from The Florida Project. Did you ever see The Florida Project?
No, I haven't.
He's got a movie coming out called Red Rocket. And why is that funny?
No, Red Rocket.
Well, he's also. Did you ever see Tangerine? Shot on an iPhone. Very good. Cinematography is pretty incredible.
Who did it first? Him or Soderbergh?
Tangerine came out first.
Oh wow!
I think not the first movie to be shot on an iPhone, but it was one of the first one that really garnered attention. Mm. Which is, you know, I didn't think it was a gimmick and insane. I thought it worked, especially for that movie because it was, you know, it's like an investigative movie, right?
Yeah, uneasy, kind of, little, you can afford to have that. Yeah, I agree.
It wasn't a gimmick.
No, it's gimmicky.
Aren't all films gimmicks? I mean, the gimmick of the film, you want to get people to come watch your movie, it's different.
But
people who dismiss it as, oh, that's the selling point of the movie, I think Unsane, even without the iPhone, it makes a good movie even better for me.
Yeah, that wasn't like the appeal for me. It's like, oh, a shot on the iPhone. That was a little thing I learned, like, oh, cool.
Right. I think people, they almost get like offended, like, oh, you think you're smarter than me because you can shoot a movie on an iPhone, you know? Just use a $30,000 camera like everyone else, asshole. You know, whenever these lists are announced, it just reminds me of how many international filmmakers that I've seen none of their movies with all the acclaim that they get. I've added like legit 17 movies to my watch list on Letterboxd after reading this. I was like, I need to get into my international film bag here.
I'd like to go to one of these festivals. I always wanted to go to Sundance.
Don't you have family in Utah?
My brother used to live there.
It's practically home for you.
Well, I've been to Park City numerous times, but I've always heard the stories about Sundance. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, Sundance seems fun. And Nirvana, the band, the show, they make a movie. They get it into Sundance. It's such a ridiculous movie. But yeah, I'd like to get us tickets, man. Like I said, you got family there. Tribeca Film Festival doesn't seem that great. I looked at their lineup.
Toronto's a good one. Like, right. Close by, I guess. That's closer to Utah, Toronto.
What's the one in Austin?
It's got a name. The Everything's Bigger in Texas Film Festival. McLovin's trending. It's his 40th. It's 40th birthday of McLovin.
Not based on the ID?
Yes.
Right.
I like that.
That is a timeless scene. It truly is. From a timeless movie. It will just always be hilarious to watch Jonah Hill and Michael Cera react to this motherfucker getting a fake ID that says McLovin from Hawaii.
That movie is great.
That's for the fan to decide.
Yay! People, you call up to the show, you better be ready. That's what you're supposed to do. Sitting there arguing and trying to spell your name and all of this other stuff. It's not your show, it's my show. I'm giving you the opportunity to speak your mind. Don't call up here unless you got something to say.
First question here from Kevin Navarro.
New George Bush dropped.
I saw that, yeah.
George P. Bush.
He's looking like the old ones. At Kevin P. Navarro, after the completion of Mayor of Easttown, what is your Mount Rushmore of HBO miniseries, limited series? Good question. So not series, but limited or mini. So what I'm going to do...
We need four of them, right?
Is Google some HBO miniseries. Well, I know a lot of people would put Band of Brothers on their Mount Rushmore.
Right.
I still haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
Even admitting it a second time.
I know.
Because now the people who didn't catch that podcast are going to pile on me. No, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it since. So I'm going to put Band of Brothers on there.
You can't do that.
No, I'm, yeah, I guess it's not my Mount Rushmore.
You want that for the troops?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll just do the shows that I've seen. I would go Chernobyl.
Yep.
John Adams.
Ooh.
Mayor of Easttown. I'd put Mayor of Easttown up there. However, no, I put True Detective Season 1. Watchmen.
Nice. I would go Chernobyl, True Detective Season 1, Sharp Objects, and...
Forgot about the objects.
Yeah, they'd be sharp.
I think Sharp Objects is still ahead of Mayor for me, but it may just be the fifth option outside looking at.
Mare's fresher. What else do we have? Watchmen, Mare. Is any other on that list?
The Outsider. The Undoing. Big Little Lies, but, you know, obviously it's continued.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of Big Little Lies.
John Adams?
Like 2 seasons. I'm thinking John Adams or Watchmen. Oh.
Band of Brothers got to be really good, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not really in a war mode. That's the thing. I really got to be ready to watch a war movie.
I'll go Watchmen.
Solid.
Sorry, Paul Giamatti. Actually, no. I'll go. I'll give him. Feel bad.
Leaving out John Adams once again.
Yeah. He's a shitty president. Doesn't deserve a show, but I like the show a lot.
Great founding, though. Great founding father.
He's better at building a team.
Yeah, he's a great GM.
He was Mark Jackson.
Not a great coach.
He got the pieces there, but you needed Steve Kerr to take over to make him really...
His son wasn't a good president either. They're better diplomats than they were presidents.
Oh, he was killing it in France. And then Britain? Oof. You need something done, you send John Adams. But, you know, make him stay an extra month or two.
Yeah. Don't rush getting back, John. Johnny boy. This question here from just some guy at Sad and Weeb.
It was sad. Well, interesting that him and Thomas Jefferson died on the same night, 4th of July.
Yeah. There were a bunch of presidents. Didn't Washington die on the 4th of July as well?
I think if you're a president and don't die on the 4th of July, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, you're going to hell. Would you rather have an open world Dragon Ball or My Hero game?
Dragon Ball, I don't know what My Hero. I haven't played it or watched it.
Why haven't you watched it?
I gave you Attack on Titan. Let me take a break for a little.
You need an anime break?
Yeah.
My Hero Season 5, ooh, things are heating up, man.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Manny the other day texted me. He said, give me one anime, I'll watch it. My Hero, instantly.
All right.
He watched it in 4 days.
I'll do it.
I'm not saying, no, I'm not pressuring you to watch it. I'm just saying that there's some people are enjoying it.
I know. I'll watch it. I like Attack on Titan, and I think I'll like My Hero.
Don't be the defensive guy, though. Be like, you know, be
well,
more
I feel like
of
you already
a,
gave me, like, Attack on Titan's probably the best, and now I'm going to expect that from everything. And...
Well, My Hero is completely different. Yeah. Attack on Titan is the best introduction.
Okay.
My Hero is, you're going to see a lot of the parallels with Invincible MCU.
Gotcha.
This question here from Sea Witch at Moon Princessing. What are your soup preferences? Actual soup.
I like a good soup.
See, it's a funny thing. I'm not a big soup guy. I don't know soups. I respect soups. Just don't love soups.
Mm.
I'm a classic tomato soup, grilled cheese. That's all I need.
It's good.
Dip it, bite.
What's doing most of the work, though?
I think it's a symbiotic relationship there, man.
Peanut butter jelly?
Right, because...
But I can have a peanut butter sandwich. I can't have a jelly sandwich.
I can have a jelly sandwich.
Ew.
Jelly and cream cheese? You ever done that? Jelly and cream cheese is good. On a bagel? Woo!
Chicken noodle, the classic.
That's boring.
A good clam chowder. French onion soup. Get out of here. So good.
Yeah, that is good. I like French onion.
Give me a...
I'm taking the salad, though.
Super salad? You going salad? You got to ask what kind of soups you have.
That is true, but the salad, I just always feel better about myself after eating the salad, you know?
I hate, I've been eating a lot of salads lately.
I despise salads.
And they're just so not good.
It's the principle. You do it for your body, you're not doing it for the enjoyment.
You know what I do like, which I'm surprised, and by the way, shout out to Subway for rebranding salad as a protein bowl. ridiculous, but that's what it is. It's just a salad.
Hey, man, branding is the ultimate form of art.
I tried that one out. I think I just like the sweet onion more than anything else. So they just put that all over it, and I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty good. Yeah, salads are tough sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I even care how long I live anymore. I think I'm gonna eat like I got good genes. And then when the doc's like, you got five minutes to live, I'm going to be like, you know what?
I've been thinking of
I should have eaten healthier.
But it's like, I'm already here. I'm going to keep going, but any second I feel like I'm just going to say, fuck it, and just go to Popeye's and have yourself a meal.
Have yourself a day, man. This question here from Good Queen Alyssa at @AwakeningBeauty_. Why did you guys choose your Nerd Soup avatars? I get why Teddy is just a guy, but why is Bo a cricket and Aaron a monkey, etc.? I need to know.
I think he just drew, like, it was either like that or a polar bear, right? So I was just like, I think
Polar bear was highly coveted and then never came to life.
I know.
Everyone wanted to be the animated polar bear.
I like the monkey.
It was a good design.
I think it was more of what you could draw at the time.
Yeah, it was more of, I had this cricket character. One of our followers has the original Bo as his header on Twitter. It's so funny. He looks like a serial killer.
Yeah, you made your guy, like, taller, too.
Yeah, made him taller. Well, I had to real-life dimensions.
Yeah.
yeah, no, I called you over one day, and I said, you want to review Game of Thrones? I'll make you a talking monkey. And it really...
I should have picked a polar bear. Nerd 2 polar bear? Ooh.
People love the monkey. The Nerd Soup Monkey has become, it's a good branding name.
But if I pick the polar bear instead of the monkey?
Nerd Soup Bear, Nerd Soup Polar Bear. I may give somebody
else a polar
bear.
Think of the options. I could have been with the Coke polar bears.
Yeah, but now you get to, every time there's a monkey joke on Twitter, you make a fucking monkey pun.
It's
easy. There's not a lot of polar bear puns.
But they break the ice.
Oh, all God. Right. I'm so glad I didn't give you the polar bear.
Yeah.
This question here from, my cricket, like I said, I just drew him one day. It was actually a doodle I made back in high school, and then he became just the avatar. This question here from Jay at J43750795. Do you think Kevin Durant will be regarded as a top 10 player by the end of his career?
I mean, like, skill-wise, like, his ability and just as a basketball player, I think he already is. Like,
he's definitely top 15, top 20 range for me.
Yeah, if you want to put it like that, like... When you look at, like, championships, MVPs, and things like that, I think he already has enough, but he's always going to get criticized for the Warriors, too, and things like that. But just as a pure basketball player, talent, like...
Yeah, he's a top 10 talent, without a doubt.
He might be the best scorer of all time. In this era, his body type, the way he can shoot, the way he can get to the rim.
I think you could say he's the best player in the NBA right now, without a doubt, based on... He's playing the best basketball of his career. It's no knock against LeBron. Like, the dude had an 16-year run as the best player. You know, first 2 years it was more arguable, but by this third year he was the best. And I'm not saying that this Kevin Durant peak comes close to LeBron's peak, but what he's doing right now, it is very much top 10. It warrants top 10 consideration. The Warriors thing for me, it's... I hate hating on these guys anymore. Like, even the Nets, they're the overwhelming favorite. I guess at times it's annoying, but I can't bring myself to really hate them. But I will hold it against him in terms of, like, I would still put Curry over Durant all time because Curry just did it by himself. You know, not by himself, but very much led a team to a championship. And at times kept Durant from doing the same. So last time Durant didn't have... two other Hall of Famers on his team, he couldn't get it done. And I do hold that against him.
3-1 lead.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's all-time great. This question here from Dexter Goad, how the hell did Danny almost blow a 3-dragon lead? Look at that. You like that transition?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't. She made sure as hell that she didn't.
Well, the Night King, that's one. She forgot about the Iron Fleet.
Right, but you could say she won the series.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right.
Some injuries along the way, but...
Yeah, catastrophic injury there at the end. That was after the series. They should have let her sit in that throne. Don't you think?
No, I kind of like that aspect of it.
Yeah. One thing you actually liked. This question here from Joe at Joe_Kenobi. Any chance we could ever see you guys do an Expanse video essay?
Gotta watch it first.
Are you ever gonna watch that?
I got a lot of things I need to watch. I've been in a rut when it comes to watching things.
I really might bring in Teddy's brother for that show. He big Star Trek guy. If you've listened to this podcast over the years, Teddy's been stealing his points and passing them off as his own on this podcast. And Vinny will have the chance to expose him. that's from Vinny's. I mean, Teddy can have his side of the argument, but this is from Vinny's own mouth that Teddy has been stealing his fucking points. He's Teddy's ghostwriter.
Damn.
But no, he's a big Expanse fan, and we're definitely going to be reviewing the last season. I hope you guys watch, so maybe you can join us. It's a hell of a show, man. Thought provoking. Look, don't do that.
What?
Be more the, yeah, I'm going to watch it when I have time.
Because I'm going to say that, but I'm not going to mean it.
That's messed up. Yeah, don't lie to the audience.
I'm not, so I'm not lying.
Right.
Watch Breaking Bad again.
You fucking suck, man.
But that's like I put on for like
you're becoming the new Teddy.
I put that on like 20 minutes at a time.
You tell Teddy to watch a new show, he bangs it out. Now you're becoming the Ted with Supernatural, except it's Breaking Bad and Criminal Minds.
I actually took a break from Criminal Minds.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
This question here from Matthew Dev. Have you seen the trailer for Chris Pratt's latest movie, the one coming to Amazon Prime, The Tomorrow War? You didn't see this?
No, I didn't.
It's he gets drafted into a future war. So he gets drafted, sent to the future, and he's fighting in a war. Oh, Aaron's face wasn't too happy about that premise.
I just don't... Did they run out of soldiers?
I don't know. Don't ask me to explain it. It's rated PG-13, so that's never a good sign. A war movie rated PG-13?
I feel like the acclimation process would just be long enough. You get thrown in the future, you got all this new tech and weapons and stuff. You're not going to know how to use them.
Did you see A Quiet Place 2?
Not yet. I was going to go to the theater. Maybe tomorrow. I want to see Cruella, A Quiet Place 2.
Cruella?
Cruella.
Cruella. You crawled a Cruella.
Cruella.
Yeah, I kind of like that too.
Dog Joker.
Cruella. Yeah.
Are you a Dalmatians guy as a kid?
Not really.
How did Dalmatian get connected to the firehouse?
That became their dog, right? Became the fire dog.
I've never seen one in real life at a firehouse.
My dad's firehouse used to have one back in the day.
Mm.
Long time ago. But yeah, I don't think that's I don't know if they practice that anymore.
I don't remember the last time I've seen a Dalmatian.
Cam had a Dalmatian growing up. I want to say her name was not Lizzie, but those dogs often have hearing issues.
Really?
So yeah, his Dalmatian was deaf growing up. Beautiful dog though, very cute, crazy. You know, they can really get crazy, those dogs.
So you're saying Cruella is justified?
I got to see the movie first. I got to see the movie. Let's take two more questions. We'll take a next question, and then we'll also take a film question. This question here from Milo Amadeus, Chicken Biscuit. Are we getting an Army of the Dead review? I live for your guys' reviews of anything and everything. Have you seen that?
I was going to watch it this weekend, too. I was going to have myself a movie weekend.
That's supposed to be your boy.
Snyder?
Yeah. How long has that movie been out?
Like a week.
How long?
A week and a half, maybe.
He didn't text you? Aaron, Nerd Suit Monkey, what'd you think, buddy? He doesn't come to you for... I wish that you had that, you know?
Snyder?
Like, you had relationships. Like, if we were like that, you know how, like, analysts, like, Windhorse and LeBron, you know?
Yeah.
I wish you were Snyder's Windhorse. But you don't even watch his fucking movies when they come out, you know? You could be the Snyder Windhorse.
I don't feel like I would like to be.
You wouldn't want to be Brian Windhorse? You wouldn't trade for that life?
Nothing
against... Is that life beneath you?
Nothing against Snyder.
He makes a lot of money.
I know. It's not Snyder.
Okay.
It's the Snyder cults. And being associated.
Right.
I feel like that's such a negative connotation. Not saying it's a bad thing to like Zack Snyder and like his films and being excited and being a huge fan of him. But I feel like people outside of that just... It's just the way they view the Snyder stands.
You think that's the worst cult in film?
Jared Leto has an actual cult.
Right. But they're not as annoying.
You don't hear from
no,
them.
No. Which may be alarming.
Yeah. They're probably cooking some Snyder cult. They lay it all on the table.
He doesn't like his cult. That's the difference. He distances himself from some of those. I mean, not all of his fans. I mean, they're ridiculous at times the way that they praise his movies. That he can't do any wrong. But there are times that some of his fans do get toxic. So I've kind of appreciated that about Snyder. And also, people have interpreted his films wrongly. I mean, I'll just leave it at that. Sometimes people, and I think that may be just because he's not the greatest filmmaker, so he tries to present ideas that can be misinterpreted.
I was thinking about the Bruce Wayne training sequence from Batman vs. Superman. Yeah, it just comes to my head sometimes. Ben Affleck just lifting weights. No, I think I saw like a video of it on Twitter. And I was just like, why? I get like, like, is he going to like be in shape? Like, you can't get strong enough to fight Superman.
It's a mental thing. Psyching himself up.
Right. But you could squat like 9 plates.
Well, you want to be in the best physical condition to operate in that suit. That's you
the
imagine.
Suit does all the work.
The suit, yeah.
I can hop in that suit.
But you want to be? It's like Tiger Woods. Why is he ripped to play golf when Angel Cabrera is out there ripping cigarettes?
Because golf, like physical fitness, can help golf.
Can it though?
Yes.
Does it really help that much?
It does.
Phil Mickelson, come on, dude.
You don't need
built
it.
Like a
but,
dad for his entire life.
But you know, if you want to have a strong drive, I mean, good form can help. Like, there's a lot of things that go into it. But fighting Superman, you don't need to be strong.
No, you need good form.
Because strength doesn't matter.
Here I am defending the stupid-ass workout scene. Yeah, no, out of nowhere. Just to make Batman look cool.
No, it's a cool a cool sequence. I think, you know, it's pretty sick. Bruce Wayne lifting weights, being Batman and everything. But it's like, oh yeah, if I get strong enough, I can take Superman. No.
So you're going to watch Army of the Dead this weekend?
Yes, that Cruella.
A lot of people liked it. I didn't.
Like, you see, just hate Zack Snyder.
No, I was all on board, man, in the beginning, but there were so many moments where it was too melodramatic. The tone kept shifting between awesome, wacky Zack Snyder movie to him trying to humanize these characters. Just didn't need it.
Dude, it was so funny. On my YouTube, like, home, it popped up. It was like train like Zack Snyder. I had to watch it. So I think I recommend it because I was watching, like, I forgot what I think it was Kumail. I'm like, I gotta watch. Like, that popped up one day. I'm like, oh, I gotta watch that.
So now, like Kumail.
So now I get like the train like these celebrities, and then Zack Snyder comes up because it's like Henry Cavill, Kumail, and Zack Snyder.
Yeah, man, he's ripped. He throws those weights around.
He's got a pretty good routine.
This last question here from just some guy at Sad and Weeb. What would you guys like to see the Knicks do in the off season?
Kawhi Lillard,
LeBron,
Giannis,
Luka.
What I don't want them to do is, because Dame's under contract, if we can make a deal work where we can keep like RJ and stuff like that, then yes, but that's not going to happen. And if we do the same thing we did with Melo and just trade away all our foundational pieces just to get Dame, then you're really kind of just taking a step to the side.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. If you can manage to get Dame in one of these...
If we could just give him all our picks or something like that,
the
then...
The Paul George type trade?
Yeah.
Where it's like... And maybe you throw in quickly somebody like that.
Because you need, like, as bad as Randall was, you still need him. Unless you can upgrade him somehow. But if he's
not a championship number one. There are far and few of those types of players anyway.
Yeah, right. But we still need this team as currently constructed and adding something on without giving up too much.
Right. I think the best, what I want to see in the offseason is.
I mean, best case, Kawhi opts out when he comes here.
Right. The chances of those happening are low. Even if Kawhi gets knocked out, I think he will stay in Los Angeles. It's his home. Miami's would have a better shot at him, I think, than we would. I would love for them to be able to pull off one of those ridiculous picks for star player trades with Dame Lillard, because I think it's worth it. You have a foundation. If you can throw in a veteran point guard, that would be perfect. But realistically, what I would like them to do...
Lonzo,
I think, is the best option. He's become one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA. I think he would thrrive in Tibbs' system. The Knicks were the slowest team in the NBA, lowest fast-break scoring team in the NBA. So they need somebody who can push the tempo a bit. You've got pieces. That's what I keep hammering home about this team. You have RJ. You have Mitch, who was out, and that really, really hurt us in the interior. But he's a guy who has potential to become close to Rudy Gobert, or in the same vein of that type of player. RJ Barrett, if he takes the leap next year and becomes an all-star, quickly, if he takes a nice leap, and if Randall comes back, you have a foundation here where I think this team next year you get some more shooters, you get a point guard, they'll be competing for a top five seed in the East. They'll be in that 3-6 range. And to me, that's exciting. That's more exciting news that we've had about the Knicks in years, dude. So get some more shooters, get your guys back healthy, and continue developing that core, and get yourself a point guard. What do you think about the idea of, like, Chris Paul on a 3-year, $60 million deal?
He wants 100.
He does want 100, right?
Yeah.
I know he's opting out of that. He's going to make
44. He's going to opt out and hopes for, like, a 3-year, $100 million.
You think a team's going to give him that?
If you're Phoenix, if you beat the Lakers and kind of make a run here.
You know what it is with Chris Paul? 100's too much. But I was thinking if the Knicks, it would be too late. It would be a year too late, a couple of years too late. But he's also a coach on the floor, man. He is such a goddamn smart and
like
great leader.
Like Jason Kidd, like when he played for the Knicks at the end. And Chris Paul's definitely better than he was at that point, but than Kidd was. But
100 mil 3 years is too crazy.
It's a lot
That's
of
too
fucking
crazy.
Money.
you can't lock yourself in. All of a sudden, somebody gets.
If you're ready to win and you're that piece away and you have the cap, sure.
Right.
But Chris Paul doesn't make us. Maybe we take the Hawks to 7.
Yeah, we just lose to Philly.
Even then, I don't think we beat the Hawks. They fucking put a beat down on us.
Yeah, no, I'd rather spend that money on Lonzo, without a doubt. Get some shooters, get Lonzo, and hey, man, run it back. All right, guys, that is the NerdSoup podcast for today. Aaron, thank you for joining me. We will be back next week, hopefully on Tuesday. We've had some scheduling issues, but we hope to get back to 2 a week. No Teddy, because he'll still be in Hawaii. But we'll be here.
That's all that matters, right, now that we know that he's stealing his points from his brother?
That's true. Yeah, maybe we'll get Vinny on. Maybe we'll get Vinny on for the next podcast. Like, share it, do all that stuff. Give us 5-star reviews on all the podcast platforms, and, you know, return. Come back. Don't leave us.
Beg for reviews.
Why? It's fun. I am begging for reviews. I don't give a fuck.
I want to earn it.
No earning it. We've earned enough.
That's like, never mind.
We never beg for reviews. That's the stuff. That's part of the business, you know? Nerdsoup podcast, 10 out of 10. Yeah, I love it. I never miss an episode.
I want it to come about organically, because then if you ask for something, then you got to think, like, did we really earn it? Did they mean it? Or are they just doing it because you asked?
When does that ever matter in America? Did you really earn it?
That's true. I'm going to get myself a protein bowl.
Well, would you look at that? It's finally over. Hey guys, Bo Oliver here for one final send-off. Now, before I beg you guys to like and share this video, I'd like to thank our very special Patreon pledgers. We are very proud of the community we've been able to build here at NerdSoup, and it would not have been possible without our Patreon supporters. You guys are the true MVPs of this channel. Everything I've said, you keep the fridge full, you keep the lights on. There aren't enough words to thank you guys, but we'll do it anyway. Thank you. And we have a few videos coming up that have been suggested to us by Patreon pledgers. My Hero Academia, Neon Genesis Evangelion, and Full Metal Alchemist will be reviewed by Marissa and yours truly, and Castlevania, which will be reviewed by Marissa and Aaron. And if you'd like to consider donating to our Patreon page, you can visit patreon.com/nerdsoup and check out some of the rewards we offer to our listeners. And really, we'd like to thank everyone who takes the time out of their day to watch our videos. Patreon pledger or not, your support is what keeps us motivated to keep giving the world our opinions on movies and TV shows and video games and pop culture, even though no one asked for it. We're still here, we're still yapping, and we hope you continue to join us. I'm Bo Oliver, and I support this message.